Menace Nation, it's Menace Morning Time.
Wake 'em up.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot.
Tryna hide from the camera.
I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive.
I ain't going outside today.
No big.
Couldn't find our tick. So I'm drinking on Accutane.
I feel like Pac.
I'ma pull up my style. We gon' do a drive-by in the rain.
I shoot a shot. I'm coming in.
It is Thursday, February 24th. Just like that, man. February four days and we're March already. 1/6 of 2022 is in the books. Time flies, man. It's crazy how fast these years roll as you get older. If you have kids, you know what I mean. I mean, it is like, you know, you have a baby and you're like, holy crap, they're already one. And then they're four. And then they're, you know, in kindergarten. And the next thing you know, they're 12 and have a girlfriend. It's wild how time flies. So I hope you make the most of your time. That's all I will say. I'm not here to go on a TED talk or motivational tour, but time flies.
We could. Urban did it. Urban used to do that all the time, right? Get on that one podcast, talk about elite and going here to there. We can do it.
Yeah, you remember when he had a podcast, the E plus R equals O with Tim Kite?
Mm-hmm.
That was like, what was it, like three episodes and it never came back? Like, man, that was cool. That was cool for a blip, a second.
It was like the same thing he was saying in each episode, just like rephrased the way.
Brother, know. 11 years of it. You were preaching to the choir. After a while, once he got started in a staff meeting, I felt like I could just be like, hold on, I got the rest, coach. Go ahead, take a break. And I could just say everything he was about to say. Just regurgitated the same points, but a lot of chatter the last couple days after I tweeted out, you know, I said, someone just posted a video of Percy Harvin highlights in the NFL, and I tweeted out the best, you know, the best player to ever play or put on a helmet, and man, people went off. And my favorite thing that happened yesterday was Ahmad Black commented on that. I don't know who is some reporter in Florida. I'm not familiar with him. He listed like 10, 12 names that were better than Percy Harvin. Mm-hmm. And it was just funny because
didn't he say he's not even the best player to come out of Florida?
Well, yeah. Then they were like, oh, he's not even the best. Wasn't even the best player on his own team ever.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh
yeah.
My God, bro. This is, I should have known, right? A bunch mm-hmm. of stat chasers and resume watchers. And my favorite thing that happened was Ahmad Black was like not, didn't come to my defense, but called the guy out. He was like, man, these people just don't even know. Like, and they don't. And I get it. I get it. Like they watch careers. They watch stats. They don't look at why Percy didn't have a longer or more, illustrious career, but he 100% was the best player on every team he ever played on. Yeah. And I know Adrian Peterson was on the Vikings. Adrian Peterson was a great player. Percy Harvin was the best player on that team. There was a lot of reasons why Adrian Peterson was more important, more valuable, a better contributor. But when Percy Harvin was healthy and standing on the football field, he was the best player on it. That's my only point. Even if it was one game, even if it was he was only healthy and available for one game, in that game he was the best player on the field, and that's just what it is. And I see in the comments, man, it's hard to talk about sports right now mm-hmm. with what's going on in the world. I mean, Russia invades Ukraine, just absolutely crazy. And I'm certainly. I'm not here to, the funniest thing, Chris, you wrote it here and it's all over Twitter. It's like all these COVID experts have turned into foreign policy experts. Twitter's a funny place, man.
It's like all the Golden State fans were Lakers fans 5 years ago, like that whole thing. I mean, it's what it is.
Yeah. And I mean, it's, you know, I'm not a foreign policy expert, but it is funny how We elect Joe Biden and the whole country goes to shit. And I'm not even blaming him, but it's just coincidental. It's just
I couldn't even get a full Black History Month. We couldn't
Listen, you got 23 days. You got 23
days. We only wanted 28. That's all he wanted.
Right. I mean, damn, we give Black people the shortest month of the year. And then Russia's like, enough of that shit.
It's enough of that nuclear war.
You've had enough time. It's time for us to do our business.
Literally, they just said, fuck Black history. They couldn't have waited 4 days, man.
Man, it's wild, though. I mean, you look at the alliances. Like, I'll admit it. I'm terrified right now. I mean, Russia and China are already partnering up. If you didn't see those kind of talking points that were, you know, accidentally released, but there's nothing accidental in the world nowadays, especially when it comes to China. Russia and China are going to coexist, and they certainly, I mean, Russia owns Germany, so Germany will be on that side, and then you'd imagine North Korea will be on that side. I'm not really sure, you know, again, I'm not a foreign policy expert. I don't know how the North Korea-China relationship, but you talk about four countries teaming up, like, who the fuck is on our team? Honestly, like, who are we fighting? Who's fighting with us?
LeBron James.
Yeah. Fuck no, LeBron will be in China.
Yeah.
I mean, you have LeBron.
Can you imagine that, Zach? Protected.
You have Dennis Rodman in North Korea protected. Like, in the NBA, you're fucking nuts. Germany's not on Russia's side. Russia owns Germany. They own Germany. Germany doesn't have to be on Russia's side. Russia owns Germany. And that's just a fact. You can look at it.
I don't really know too much about anything. I've been worried about Meg Thee Stallion getting shot in her court case and all that. So,
well, who knows? I know this much. I'm 38 years old. They ain't drafting me. That's for damn sure.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you're young, Chris. Watch out. You better get to the gym.
Fuck. I got a bad back.
Okay, got a bad back.
Yeah.
Just dodge the draft, man. Muhammad Ali.
Right, get me in a boxing ring. That's what I'll do. I can talk. I can't really do anything, Zach. I don't know if you know. I never was a really good athlete.
We know. That's why I'm not worried about 3 years from now.
Man, again, look, this is a message from my boy. He said that if he sees anybody from Planet Fitness or anyone from Menace Army at Planet Fitness in our hood, he's going to slide them.
Which Planet Fitness is it, Chris?
I'm not telling you guys. I'm not saying.
Anyways, speaking of Percy Harvin, right? Mm-hmm. I did see my guy is not really my guy, but I've met him, Chris Doering, who is a played receiver at Florida. I guess he's now in some role in sports media. Of course, the day after we said it and talked about it, he's out there saying Percy Harvin's the best player to ever wear a Gator uniform. And it's like, come on, man! Like, can y'all get your own content? Like, Christ. I mean, I don't mind it. Like, he doesn't know Percy. He knows who was good in the 80s when he played at Florida. And he's not wrong. He's right. Of course he's right. That's what I said the day before. But these people just dick ride, man. It's crazy. They hop on like, this is some gay shit.
It's so funny. It's funny, and it means that it's working, Zach, because, I mean, you were the first person I've seen that kind of had that take and want to stand on that hill. Like, this is the most talented kid I've ever seen. This is the most talented dude ever to play football. And here are the reasons, and here is why I think that of greater than Reggie Bush. And then it's like, you see people notice, people that try so hard to ignore us, they keep stumbling on our takes and keep regurgitating your takes and keep passing them off on as their own. And I didn't listen to the clip. And if I listened to the clip, I'm sure they would have pulled something from the show, and it's fine because it's working. I mean, we have, you know, definitely one of the top sports podcasts. We get it right. And people like coming to listen. And so to them too, what's buddy's name? Chris, whatever. Yeah. Welcome to Menace Army, Chris.
Hell yeah, you're probably listening right now. Shout out Chris Doering.
Yeah.
it is what it is. But all right, so you go ahead and ask this question about LeBron.
Okay. So the Cavs are good now. Like, the Cavs are really good now. Good team. And the Lakers are back.
Good young nucleus.
Yes, good young nucleus. And in the offseason, LeBron said, I want to finish my career in LA. And then a week ago he came out and said, I'm not closing the door on a return back to Cleveland. You, Zach Smith, if you are the new GM, which they did just get a new GM, would you want LeBron James back?
Well, I mean, yeah, just for money, right? Mm-hmm. Just to the interest that would come back to Cleveland and all those people that burned jerseys and were pissing on his jersey. I mean, I was in Cleveland recruiting for his first game where he returned to Cleveland, right? I didn't go to the game because I was working, and honestly, I didn't even know what was going on until I went to a sports bar, you know, after I was done recruiting at like 9 o'clock, I went to go grab something to eat, and they had, obviously the game's on, the place is packed, and I'm like, holy shit, LeBron's back, that's what's going on. And they had, in all the urinals, they had 23s in the urinals, and like his little stickers of his jersey in the urinal so you could piss on him. And I'm sitting here like, damn, like,
they whose really job was it to put those in there?
Like, you go from, you know, just sucking him off 24/7 to he leaves and goes to LA and now you're pissing on him. Like, this is some R. Kelly shit right here. Just wild. But they will certainly, all those people that burn his jersey will buy another one. And if you're talking about Bronny and LeBron coming to Cleveland, I mean, it would be something else for Cleveland sports and for the organization. And financially, I mean, they absolutely would do it and want
to
do it.
Would you do gymnastics to try to get LeBron here?
Yeah.
I mean, because I guess in theory, he could go to Lakers thing, try to get bought out, try to do whatever he can, and then maybe come for what, $15 million a year? I don't think you pay him the max unless you want to pay him the max.
Well, I think he would want to be paid the max, right? But for what? Like, he doesn't need money.
You say that, but every single year he opts out and gets the new Supermax deal. Like, he hasn't left a cent on the table for anyone.
And he shouldn't, but I think his final move will be about his son and winning a championship again. And it won't be about, you know, maximizing his time on the court. It'll be kind of his legacy. I think it'll be a different decision for him. And he has the brand. His brand is built. He has a Jordan-esque brand, right? He will make a shitload of money for the rest of his life just off of his name, image, and likeness, right? He doesn't need money at this point.
And I mean, his Nike money's insane. They're retroing all of his shoes, Zach.
I don't know what that means.
Like, it's like when they bring back the old Jordans, like resell them. Like, LeBron's been in the league long enough that now they're bringing back his old shoes.
Right. Like, the LeBron ones are coming back.
Yeah, they're back now. They're up to LeBron fours now because it's been so long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what it is. And then, you know, he'll have other business ventures, other business endeavors, and it'll be nuts. It'll be absolutely nuts how much money he is able to make. And Phil Knight talked about it when he talked to our team at Ohio State. He talked about Michael Jordan and just how that came about, the brand, and how they really only have seen a couple of athletes ever that have that name, image, and likeness, that they are a generational brand, right? Mm-hmm. He talked about Ronaldo. He talked about Tiger Woods before the incident, and then how the incident kind of just dissipated his foundation for what his brand could become, right? And then LeBron James, and those were there's like four athletes. He was like, right now we have identified them as generational brands, and they're going to maximize the amount of money they pump into making LeBron, right? Making LeBron's brand. And there was a couple other ones he had mentioned. Obviously, Serena Williams.
Kobe was probably one of them.
No, he said really Kobe. He said Kobe
Kobe's global brand is so huge, though.
It is, but Kobe was like that next tier. He wasn't quite a Jordan brand. He was that next tier, whatever that is. And that might have, and honestly, that might have changed since his death, to be honest with you. I mean, Kobe has blown up even more since he died, right? He just has. And so, anyways, that's just my thoughts on LeBron. I mean,
this is a great question, Zach. I don't want to interrupt, but this is great.
Tavon Austin, really? Steve Slayton or Tavon Austin? They're both great players, and obviously, but Tavon Austin was, I mean, I know this debate started in the chat about Percy. Like, this Hammer Time said it right here. Best pure athlete I've ever seen in person was Tavon Austin. Dude was electric. If he was a little bigger, I think he'd be a Hall of Famer. I agree. Tavon Austin had one of the best high school highlight tapes I've ever seen. Absolutely stupid, from Dunbar High School in Baltimore. Yeah, Tavon Austin was one of the most electric players in the history of college football. And Steve Slayton was really good, but Tavon Austin was stupid. Stupid.
Yeah. I thought it was really interesting when Urban got the Jacksonville. That was one of the people he went and got. And that made me think about Percy Harvin. He went and brought him in, and you know, he tried to fit him into that Percy Harvin role, obviously. It's a little different in the NFL. Tavon Austin's a little older, but I was curious about that. I do want to move on. More Buckeyes getting drafted in the Spring Football League. We got Johnny Dixon and Mike Weber, Zach. I know two guys that you really like. Actually, I've never
asked. Yeah, I love Mike both Weber. Of those guys, both those kids. Johnny's obviously played for me. I recruited him, coached him the whole nine yards. And Mike Weber was one of my favorite players to be around, I guess, because he was such an asshole. But he was a good kid. He was like, he wasn't disrespectful, but he was an asshole, and I love assholes. Like, I just do. And so really, really, really happy for them. And if you didn't see Chris, we already talked about it, but I also got drafted
also
to play in New Orleans. So really going to be cool to play, be out there with all the Buckeyes, former Buckeyes. But it's going to be exciting, man. I don't know this USFL stuff. It's like every couple years.
Every 3 years we get a version of it.
Yeah, we get a new version. And I don't really understand it. Like, I don't understand the motivation. Like, if it fails every time, I don't know.
They're throwing big, like enormous amounts of money at this every single time, Zach.
But I don't understand why it never works. Like, is it going to work this time? I don't get it.
No, I don't know what makes this one different.
That's the thing. What is the angle here that's going to make this different and garnish interest? I think there could be this, right? It's like a minor league NFL team, like where those guys that just couldn't quite make it in the NFL, but they're still great players. I mean, there is a league for them, right? These kids that were, you know, great players in college, they certainly still can be great players, just maybe not quite the caliber or the design of an NFL football player, but they can still play. You talk about Steve Slayton, you talk about Tavon Austin, you talk about Johnny Dixon, Mike Weber. I mean, there's some really good players in college that just didn't quite cut it in the NFL, but people would still love to watch them, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't understand why it doesn't work, but I think
you need the NFL to fully back it.
I think that's part of it, but you look at what's going to happen here. It comes, you know, spring leading into summer. I mean, it's miserable out here for a football fan, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you are just a huge hoops fan or you really have the patience to sit through regular season baseball games. It's just a lull, and you would think that there's a void there that could be filled. And I don't know why it's not been filled with a football league yet. They've tried several times. There's certainly people smart enough. And I think it's mostly, like you said, they need that corporate backing from the NFL, and they need money, right? Before they can get it off the ground, they always run out of money. That's what happens. And it's like, at some point you think they'd be like, all right, this league started with whatever it is, $40 million and ran out of money. So we need 100 or else we shouldn't even try, right? Because that's been the issue. And so I don't know. We'll see if it happens, I guess. But I think the NFL backing it and making it like a minor league, right?
Yeah, like the G League, like the NBA has their own G League. And then the NBA Summer League does really well too. I mean,
yeah, and I don't know why it wouldn't take off.
Mm-hmm. Like if they did like a almost, that'd be pretty tough. Like if they did kind of a league after the draft where if they wanted rookies to go get action against other rookies early, like the NBA Summer League, I think it would be a really cool thing. I mean, I think that'd be a way to garnish excitement. Just because the way the NBA does it is they have their NBA draft, and then they have some rookies that they want and some guys from overseas come together, and they invite them to Summer League, and they play a full Summer League, and fans tune in to watch kind of the future of the league. And then also in that league are men from overseas looking to break through to the NBA. Yeah. I think if the NFL waited till after the draft and wanted to back one of these leagues, instead of sending these guys to rookie minicamp, maybe like, you know, giving a chance for teams to kind of start their roster management early. But again, it's hard. NFL, there's no better NFLPA way.
NFLPA would never let that happen.
Never. Too high a risk of injury.
It has to be guys that didn't make it in the NFL. And I see in the comments, and this is a good point, like, I don't understand where this league came from. Like, what about the XFL and The Rock? Like, The Rock invested all this money starting the XFL in 2023. Like, is USFL really going to create a league and then try to compete with the XFL and Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Like, this is just business-wise doesn't make sense. Like, we know it's going to fail. Why are they doing it, right? I mean, I think it's awesome that guys like Johnny Dixon and Mike Weber are going to have a chance to go out there and play the sport they love, kind of get back in the groove of playing. So, you know, to try to take a shot at an NFL career once again. But I just don't understand who's deciding to do this and why they would do it after it's failed so many times. And the XFL is coming back in a year. Mm-hmm. It's just weird to me.
I agree. I think there is a place. I don't know. There's a place for it. I don't know. But I do think Johnny Dixon and Mike Weber are good enough to play in the NFL at some point. So if this helps them kind of get back into it, I mean, I'm definitely all for it. Yeah. So we'll see. What do you expect, you know, guys to make this jump from this league to the NFL? Could this be a minor league system, or you think that this will?
I don't think there can be a minor league in football. The shelf life's too short. And honestly, I mean, there's for what there, Kurt Warner. That's like one example of a guy that did it. And it's happened, you know, a handful of times in the history of the sport. It's just not likely, right? It's just not likely. And you're going to have a bunch of guys that, you know, they had their shot in the NFL, as screwed up and as political as it is, they don't really miss, right? It's not like there's a ton of great players that just didn't get their shot. Like pretty much everybody gets a shot. You might be in the wrong system. You might get shipped around a couple of places, but the best players always end up on the field, and they don't really miss very often. You never tune in to any of these other leagues and said, holy shit, this kid is dominant. and then he goes back to the NFL and just kills it. It never has happened, right? Kurt Warner is the Rudy story that everybody that doesn't make it, they watch Rudy and they're like, man, I could walk on at Notre Dame and become a star. And it's like, no, you can't. You really can't. I hope, I'll pray for you, but no. And it's just
Darren Waller kind of reminds me of that too. I mean, Darren Waller was drafted to the Ravens as a wide receiver. I don't think he ever made the roster. He was a practice squad player, got in some trouble and then got cut and then, switched positions and kind of came back.
Yeah, that's kind of, he was always going to be a tight end, and people that thought he was going to be a receiver were idiots. Like he didn't run well enough to be a receiver. He was,
and he was flying though, Georgia Tech Zach. Like he
was straight line speed. I'm saying he couldn't get in and out of cuts. Like he is pro. I mean, and he was already almost a tight end body. He just needed to put on some weight. And so once he did, I mean, look at him now, just dominating. Mm-hmm. And the other side of it, I also see in the comments that I think is of note is basketball is different than football. I mean, you could not play a minor leagues like mini season and then go straight into an NFL season. You're talking about, I mean, the NFL is already what, 20 games or something like that.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they keep up in the game. So
you're I mean, so now you're going to play five, but so now you're going to play 25, 26 games. It's just, mm-hmm. your body can't do that.
Would you tune into an NFL 7-on-7 league?
Yeah, I'd watch it. I mean, of course, right? Again, I'm a football junkie. I like the game of baseball. I really like youth baseball. I can't sit there and watch a regular season Guardians game, I guess we're going to call them now. I can playoff baseball. I absolutely can watch. Not a basketball fan at all, really. I will watch the Buckeyes with my son every now and then. I think high school
basketball is awesome to watch. Like I love watching high school.
Oh, absolutely. I used to love going to high school basketball games on the road recruiting. It's not that I don't like the sport of basketball. I'm just not really a big fan of watching it on TV. Unless I really get into it. Like if I ever when LeBron was in Cleveland, I watched every Cavs game and I was into it because I'm a Cavs Cleveland fan. LeBron's there. You know, they're relevant. They're good. You have a superstar. So then I watched. But outside of that, I'm not really a basketball fan. So, yeah, I would watch anything. I mean, I watch the combine. I watch everything that is out there on football. I watch high school games. I watch everything because I'm, like I said, I'm a football junkie. Yeah. So I would definitely watch it if they did some shit. I watched basketball 7-on-7 when LeBron was playing Kevin Durant in football. I was like, I'm in. Tune in.
Yeah.
Watch these Greek athletes play 7-on-7, flag football, or whatever it was.
That's dope. I do want to, my last point on Darren Waller, just because I love Georgia Tech, Zach, I think he's one of the more underrated, super freaky athletes. At 6'7", 240, he ran a 4.46 in the 40-yard dash.
Yeah. Freak of nature. And I heard about him long before any of this celebrity from Corey Dennis who played with him and Jeff Green, two kids that, well, Corey obviously is a quarterback coach at Ohio State and Jeff played for me. They were friends with him because he was at Georgia Tech with.
Yeah, I was in on him early too. I told you I grew up a Georgia Tech fan as well.
Yeah, right.
He was on that team with Smelter and he was the number two receiver. But he could block his ass off. They ran the triple option. So he basically they built him like a tight end because at Georgia Tech, they only threw the ball like 8 times a game. So had to block.
You had to block.
But yeah, go ahead. You said you heard about him from Corey Dennis.
Yeah, Corey just talked about him long before he was anything. Just how freaky athletes. And I do want to shout out. I see in the comments we got a shout out to the Centerville Elks. Oh, here in Ohio, just blowing out teams in high school basketball. They're going for back to back state titles. They haven't lost a game in over a year. I mean, some of these scores. One of our Menace subscribers is a former Elk, and he'll send the graphic of the game, and it'll be like Centerville 82, the opponent 41, and I'm like, holy shit, just insanity. So shout out to the Centerville Elks, go win that state title. But Chris, I do have a hometown hero. Do you want to get to that now?
Oh, you do. Or is the okay? Who you got? And is the barbershop open?
It is open. You'll find out. Right. Let me see if I can get these headsets on. Make sure we're working.
See, yeah, this is a, you know, I hear you. I hear you.
Perfect. All right, let's make this call.
I have nobody who, I have no clue who he's calling, guys. Like, this is news to me as well.
We're going to find out.
As long as it's not Planet Fitness in my area, I'm cool.
Tell me if you can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it.
All right, good.
I
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness of Talmadge. This is Christian. How may I help you today?
Hi, how you doing, Christian? My name is Jim Greenlee, and I was calling because I was in there last week, and I was talking to a lady at the front desk and a feller that goes to Planet Fitness quite regularly. And he gave me his business card, and I lost it, and I didn't know if she was there or if you could help me. He's a pretty popular feller in the Akron area. He's on the radio, young guy, black kid. I don't know if you're familiar with him or if anyone there, maybe the lady at the front desk, is familiar with him. I'm trying to get his name so I can contact him like he asked me to do.
I am so sorry, but I'm the only person here currently, and I am not sure who you're speaking of.
Wait, he's on the radio. He's on the radio in Akron. He's probably about.
I never listened to the radio. That's the thing about it.
Oh, okay. Well,
my boy bought a pair of shoes from him.
Maybe he's just not that famous.
No way. No way.
It's okay. No big deal. I'll try. Maybe I'll try back later when that young lady might be there. Okay.
No problem.
All right. Thanks. Have a nice day. All right. Bye-bye. Wow.
Wow. Christian did me wrong. That's crazy. I know, buddy. Wait a second. This is so out of pocket. This is unbelievable because
your claim to fame has been that the people at Planet Fitness know your name.
That's so crazy because I got in trouble there by him.
Oh, no.
For checking one of his employees.
Oh, no, Chris. It's just.
This is bad. Wait, this is so bad. Wait.
It's a sad day.
I need you to call him back. Call him back.
No, we're not calling him back. You don't get two shots at a hometown hero challenge, no, Chris.
Because we bought a pair of shoes from Buddy. I can tell you what high school he went to.
That's crazy.
There's no way.
No idea.
There's no way. I'm busting his ass when I go. I'm going to go live today when I'm in there. I'm going to say what's up to Christian.
Oh, man.
That's so plain.
It's all right, Bob. Just keep working hard. Just keep working hard. They'll know you're playing a
fitness. That boy say he didn't listen to the radio?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm about to go there right now, actually.
I had to do it, Chris. I had to find out. As simple as that. I just had to know.
Hey, who snitched on me, though? How'd they? Because I'm at the Planet Fitness outside of Akron, so I thought for sure I was in the clear.
Nope. Not in the clear. Nobody snitched on you. I told you. I got people everywhere. I'm like Denzel from Training Day.
Man, I'm sick, bro, because I definitely know, buddy.
Well, Chris, I just had to throw that out there. Just had to throw that challenge out there. It's all right.
I should have known something was up when they were open before 10. I should have known. I'm sick as hell. I'm about to call him real quick, actually.
It's all right.
I'll holler at you, Zach. Man, get me out of here. I got to go. People to go. I'm about to go. All right,
we'll be back tomorrow. We got a morning show coming tomorrow. Twitter Spaces, 2 o'clock on Friday. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Twitter Spaces will be live on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed, hit subscribe on YouTube right now. If you're on Facebook, jump over to YouTube and subscribe just to help us get our numbers up. And go watch every video we have out there. Duh. Just help us with numbers. So appreciate everybody. Menace out.